The decision today means that we are going out to consultation on the future provision of the care homes in Warwickshire. We have 10 care homes, and it is about the future provision of each individual care home over a period of some years. We really need to reflect the changing needs of people in Warwickshire, and indeed it's a national picture, around what sort of care people will expect to have in the future. So we've got stock that's 30 years old. It needs a degree of investment in it, which clearly we have not got capital resources that we can invest that sort of money into our care homes. They also reflect what was the traditional style of retirement home, and now we're looking forward to what people are preferring to have as a future provision, which very much reflects the independence, the dignity, and indeed a degree of equity that they can retain in their own home. And this we see coming with the extra care housing provision that we plan to develop over a similar sort of period. It is about saving money. But if it was just about saving money, I think I would still also be saying this is actually the right way forward. It is a changing time. We want to bring the provision of adult care, and this is not just about elderly, it is also about long-term younger people with care needs, learning disabled, etc. We would be doing this anyway because it is the preferred choice of most of the residents to have that degree of independence, and we want to help to support that.